It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today is a special broadcast, and it's a ministry segment that I'm excited to do with a great friend, Jeff Kennedy from Corporate Computer Consulting. But we've been a part of some of the same Bible studies, and today we're going to give you some things to think about. So with that, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Cole.
So, Jeff, I've always thought of myself as a New Testament Christian, but in the last couple years, I've had to rethink some things, and one of those things is just simply, how do we define sin? Like, what is sin, and what does the Bible say sin is?
Well, that is a great place to start. I mean, it's fundamental to how we live our lives as believers in Christ. I don't think there's any question, I don't think anyone would argue with the fact of what sin was in the Old Testament. God is very clear about what sin was. God set his laws for his people. He set them on their hearts, even in the Old Testament. He set them on the minds and the hearts.
Yeah.
He knew his law. Adam and Eve knew his law. They knew what they were to do and were not supposed to do. Abraham knew it. Abraham's faith was credited to him for righteousness. He knew how to live obediently to his God. We have Moses and we have laws actually spelled out. And it said the law was added because of transgressions. Transgressions to what? God's law. So God's law was already well known to all his people. They messed up continually, as we all do. So God said, okay, I'm going to lay these laws out for you. So he gave them the whole law. And so they knew what the law was. Now, it's very clear. God laid it out and put in a system. This is my law. This is what I require for your obedience. And if you don't do this, this is the penalty. That's where we get the whole sacrificial system in the Old Testament, which, of course, the sacrificial system was fulfilled and met completely by Christ's atoning sacrifice once and for all. However, how does God's laws change?
Right.
I can see that the penalty for breaking God's law has been graciously taken for us by Christ's sacrifice. He's an unchanging God. His law is good and just and holy. But we're told that when we get to the New Testament, somehow those laws of God are weak and beggarly, or were a yoke that nobody could bear, that
yeah.
It was a burden. Well, this is what I read. I read that God is unchanging, that his law is good and just and holy. I read in John 14 that Jesus himself said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I read in 1 John 5, 2 and 3, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. We read in 1 John 3, 4, that says, whoever commits sin commits lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. So what I see is a single message throughout the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, that God has a standard and he has let his people know from the beginning of time what sin is. God is the one who defines sin, not us.
Exactly.
And I don't see that that has ever changed. Now, a lot did change when Christ came and sacrificed his life for us.
Right. He became the perfect sacrifice, and like Hebrews 9 talks about, eternal redemption.
And that, of course, is huge. But his law has not changed. Jesus is Word of God become flesh. So we have the Word of God in the Old Testament, which defines sin. We have the Word of God, Jesus, who becomes flesh in the New Testament, who kept the law perfectly. He was the only man who ever lived a sinless life. Sinless means he didn't break any of God's laws. And we are told to imitate him and follow him.
Absolutely. So we're to imitate him in obedience to God's law. And Jesus makes it real clear in Matthew 5, 17 through 19. He says, I didn't come to destroy the law. Then in verse 19, he says, whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So some things to think about. And with all that said, Jeff, we're out of time. And hey, thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you, Cole.
Alrighty, and folks, to hear more ministry segments like this one, check out our new site, truthrestoration.com. Thanks for listening. Hope you have an awesome day.
For more information, visit norcalchristian.com.